Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can I talk about our Queen of the Week?
Yeah.
Before the theme song even plays?
Shit. It's amazing these little bits up top before the theme song, because they're like the bit before the book begins.
Exactly.
Prologue? Is that what they call them?
Yeah. Preface. Prologue? Preface.
It's just, what is it to do? Just give you a bit of a flavour.
A little taste test.
It's like fucking watch out.
Yeah. And what's wild is that I think for like a lot of podcasts and television shows out there, they probably like would film or record and then pick the part that they want as the cold open.
We just
start talking.
Chaotically just press record mid-conversation.
Yeah, and decide that this is what.
But then I love it because then everyone's like, yeah, they genuinely are friends. They're just talking. They just hit record randomly. What is your Queen of the Week?
Well, I went to see Tomston Friday night in Wellington at Meow Bar, and the concert was so fucking lit. It was awesome.
A pop star.
He's got such a good voice, and Meow is a great little intimate venue, but he played it like it was an arena and the band was fire. And then he promised me in Instagram DM messages that he was going to cover Male Gaze theme song.
We're here to fucking bully him
until he does it. It's in recording now.
What a talent.
So good. Also, his boyfriend has almost the exact same name as my boyfriend,
Sam Clack.
Yeah. His is one letter off. You could probably guess.
Clark?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to share that, but Thompson, if you're listening and you don't want your boyfriend's name out there, just flick me it. Flick me a DM.
I hope they like beep it. So it's like, so I guess it goes beep, beep. And then it's like, so can you guess what it is? And then I go beep, beep. And then I hope they play this repeating of what everyone's just heard. Cue theme song. We're kind of recording this not in the usual.
We're in a different space.
We're actually in a different space. And the vibe of this room, how would you describe the room that we're in?
It reminds me of like when your family moves into a new house and you're like, this is how I feel.
Only because it's empty.
Basically, it's an empty bedroom.
I would say it has the room of like, it has the vibe of your sort of teenage bedroom almost.
It just reminds me of like, you know, when you've been to a house and you've looked at it. And you're like, okay, this is the house we're moving into. And then you arrive there and all the furniture they had is gone. And you're sitting in the empty room and you're like, okay, this is what it really looks like.
This is what I'm going to deal with.
Because this room's quite an odd shape.
This is an odd shape. But I would say, honestly, most rooms, an odd shape.
Yeah.
Is your room an odd shape?
No, my room is neutral as hell. Although...
Feeling neutral as hell.
Thompson song. It's enough to fit a desk and a bed and drawers.
Wow, huge.
Yeah, massive.
You have a desk in your room.
Yeah, I've got a desk in my room.
I love it.
I've got a TV in my room. Do you know that?
Okay.
Did you know that, bitch?
I remember when I had a wee TV in my room.
Yeah.
Tiny wee thing, like gorgeous, compact. Yeah. And I would, you know, that was like when I was like sort of, I remember asking mum if I was like, could I have that TV? Because it was, they had upgraded. It was hopelessly small, you know, hideous. And you know, the back of it's like massive.
Oh, of course. This is the first time I've ever had a TV in my room. And it's because...
I remember you were very big on like no screens in the room, and now
you've got
the biggest of all.
Well, especially I mean, second half of 2020 when I was peak depression, you know, I was just PlayStation in my room,
loving it all the time. And so, that's a big space then, because you live with a famous comedy pop duo, Two Hearts,
Two
and
Hearts.
They've got a studio space, is that right?
So they have a home office, which is essentially where they record their music.
Oh, very cool.
Laura records her voiceovers for prominent ads you might have heard on the radio or television there.
Do you ever go up there and just be like, can I lay down a track?
No, but I have done like, can I do a voice demo for KFC?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Is it all like properly set up and stuff?
Yeah, like I could do the legit stuff.
Why aren't we doing the podcast there?
Because
and part of this empty teenager's room.
Space.
You need a different space. I need an excuse to get out.
Yeah. I will say it's the first time I've ever, it's great. I love the setup, but it's the first time I've ever like lived with, it's like a couple in me.
Yes.
And it's been fine this year, but definitely last year when I would go longer stretches without seeing Sam, it was just like, it really felt like a couple in me.
It's because you're
like,
the name of your movie.
It's a couple in me.
A couple in me. I put a couple in me. That was gross. I don't really
put a couple in me.
I would sort of be like,
is that a deep penetration?
I have a couple.
Joke?
It sort of sounds like when people have a few drinks, like, I'll have a couple down me. But
yeah.
Now all I can hear is, I'll have a couple, like a man and a woman, like down me.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like.
Do you, here's a phrase I was talking about at the gym this morning. Because we
Shit.
Had, basically, yeah. We had my PT, training PT, shadowing, oh. And then me and Leon training together.
Wow.
So
okay, this is four.
Four of us.
And is the training PT also a gay man?
No, straight and Christian. Could you believe it?
Oh,
but still very like
well,
involved
trust,
and having fun with the, yeah. Yeah, I don't trust it.
Christian.
You might try and convert me, eh?
Well, no, just like
be like, we're going up. We're going up 10 kgs, but I just want you to put your faith in God with this
well,
one.
Well, yeah, well, it's an interesting vibe. But the Christian trainer's excited about your straight male Christian trainer mm-hmm. is excited about training.
Yeah, taking the step. He's been on reception for a while. Now he's taking the big one small step for receptionists, one giant step for PT. I don't know what that was, but he's becoming a PT.
Oh.
Anyway, we were talking about the phrase champion, breakfast of champions.
Weet-Bix.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Well, this is what we talk about. I was like, isn't it breakfast of champions when you have a beer the morning after?
That's here
after
the dog.
Been drunk? Okay.
Breakfast
of champions.
And I'm Googling it. Of
straight Christian PT thought it was beans and eggs. Baked beans and eggs.
Breakfast of champions. I wonder if there's etymology here. Okay, I've got what I actually do have is a novel that was written in 1973 by the American author Kurt von Neugut.
Oh, so Chris is just going to quickly read that. And
I've also got Breakfast of Champions, a movie.
Wow.
Oh, actually based on the book, no less. And then what? So definitely the book. It was definitely a book.
Okay. So it's a book.
But then, yeah, no, it's a book. It's definitely a book.
But I just feel like it's a phrase people say quite a bit.
I think it's a famous book. And the Urban Dictionary
yeah.
is the daily morning ritual of having a few smokes and a cup of coffee.
Cigarette and a coffee is a breakfast of champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Do you remember that film?
Morning Courage. That's when you drink in the morning, eh? Or
so?
Coffee.
Is that where you put a little bit of alcohol in?
I love saying I've got my can of warm-up before a show, which is just a can of Coke.
I love having a little Coke or a Coca Cola.
Same. I love it. And
do
a rosé on stage.
The toxic vibe of having like a full Red Bull before you did like Theatres Boys. That's cool. All these fucking 15-year-olds downing like giant Vs so they can go out.
What I will
puppets.
Never ever understand is when you do the 48-hour famine and you're allowed to have barley sugars. And
just juice. That
shit.
Is rot your teeth.
That's rot your teeth central, and it's going straight into going ballistic, bouncing off the walls.
Should we do the fact of the gay? I know I already did Queen of the Week, but I
know. We'll just cover it all. Yeah, let's make this podcast 15 minutes long.
So Popstars NZ just launched, right?
And I watched the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh, because spoiler alert, we recorded two episodes in one day. So
yeah,
we're a little bit behind, but
yeah.
It's whatever.
We just want to spend more time in this bedroom.
We love it in here. The vibe's so electric. Did you like the episode? Did you watch it?
I thought it really built as it went along. Like,
it's
at the
steady.
Start, I was like, every singer sounds like this. And I was like,
but
I
then
can't.
I love that Kimber was like, no. Like,
yes. Yeah.
I'm like, her. It's the first time I felt like there's a judge on a judging show who's just giving 100% the feedback I was saying in the room.
Wow.
You know when you watch, you're like,
they're
like, we think you've got what it takes all the way. And at home, you're like, You know, whereas Kimber was like, I think your songwriting's okay and you need more confidence. You know?
Yeah. I love what she's like, your voice is amazing. The song didn't really go anywhere.
And then some girls like renew her heart and soul into a song.
But also wild that they do maybes.
Yeah, because then they go back and then they're going to recalibrate it all. They're like, we're not about making rash decisions. I was like, this is the most steady reality show. But then I was like, maybe it's more like rather than working out a system that works for a reality TV show. They're just filming a system that works for actually making a pop star.
Because the thing is, I mean, if they can make a real pop star, that's good for the show. If the show can have
100%.
A legitimate success
it's
story.
The, it's been like The Bachelor worked for the first time and then never again.
Yeah, exactly. But what was it?
Popstars NZ.
Oh, yeah. So, and then there was that gay kid at the end of the show who was so good. And
Alex Phillips?
Yeah. Fuck. What a legend.
Honestly, a star. Like, a star.
It just also was like, look how far we've come in terms of, like, obviously, just society since the first singing competitions. Because when obviously there was people back in the day who you'd be like, they're gay, but they obviously never talked about it. And they'd be like, oh, this song, you know, I'm kind of channeling some of the bullying that I went through. I won't be specific about what it was about. This, he was like, it's about bullying, it's about the hard times I've had, it's about coming out, as if it was like, it was just so casual. And I was
his big raw heart was just like right on the outside. You know, like he was just, it was all there, right?
Yeah.
And I hope I said his name. I think it was Alex Phillips, eh? I'm pretty sure it was. I just, yeah, I loved that kid. I thought he was so good. Numb. And he was just like, yeah, yeah, I got bullied heaps. You know, like, we're just like having a few jokes. I was like, you're amazing. Joy. And the other one I really liked was Katie Lee Webster. Was that her name? She had a good vibe. I felt like they could have been a good duo. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Saying. Anyway, what it got me thinking about was who was the first openly gay person on a reality TV show.
Okay.
And I can't
Sarah
work out.
Sarah Marie. Is that her name?
She was bi, right?
She had an odd vibe, eh? The bunny ears?
The bunny ears and the boxer shorts. Playboy boxer shorts as well.
And she has such a good, funny look to bring back.
Such a good look.
It's a good costume.
Peak Playboy being fashion.
And a piercing or a mole?
I can't remember.
But the one that's on the face.
Yeah. And she released a single.
Did she?
Yeah.
She was a big star.
She's cute. Where is she now?
I don't want to Google that.
No.
It's going to be too sad.
It will make you sad. But so they did a reality show in the 70s in America called An American Family, which is in the same way that pop stars kind of became X Factor, I believe this show became The Real Life somehow. Like oh. This format was essentially sold into what became The Real Life.
Of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, Sweet Life. The Real World.
Oh.
The R-E-E-L World. Oh, yes. That one. And this show, yeah, just followed this family, but it was quite important for America at the time because it was two parents and four or five kids, and the parents went through a divorce across the course of the show.
Wow.
Huge for America, it's a visible divorce. And then the oldest son, whose name was Lance Loud, came out on the show.
Wow.
He then went on to have a music career.
Holy.
He died in 2002.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, really sad. But then, yeah, and he's kind of quite cute, I thought, when I was looking him up as well.
Jeez.
So
that's good. That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
That's good. He's cute.
He's cute.
Wow.
Yeah, Lance Loud.
I guess you do get a lot of, like, really progressive representation in reality shows in some ways because it's all about, like, radical personalities in a way, you know, like, and having, like, lots of people, like, different points of view kind of out there to kind of rub up against other people.
And producers just off camera being like, reveal your biggest secrets.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? 70s as well. Yeah, 70s, it feels like.
Crazy that we've been making reality TV since the 70s. I've had a big hunger to watch Survivor again.
I've never watched it, and I'm like.
And I'm dying to watch
it. I can't find it anywhere. Yeah, where can you watch
it? I don't know. But
apparently there's a couple of seasons on Netflix.
If you know. And you're listening to this and you're withholding this information from us.
Yeah.
One, grow up. Two, slip into our DMs for God's sake and show us where we can watch Celebrity. I mean,
slip into our DMs and show us where we can watch Survivor. Also, I'm going to ask a toxic question, which is because, I don't know if this, I'm overusing the word toxic at the moment. I use it to mean
anything. It's just anything. I was like, what is he going to ask?
Well, you know, when
you
weighed
yourself.
You know, when straight people start watching Drag Race and then they put their status on Facebook that is like, what order should I watch the seasons in?
100%.
And then it starts this huge commentary.
That's the catchphrase of straight culture. Yeah. Where shall I start? And you're like, you know what? Do your own fucking research.
Yeah.
Don't just chime into the conversation 10 years later.
Also, my friend James Roque is like, he's like, we're really into Drag Race now, but he's not watching the current season. And I'm like, well, if you're into it,
get into the
it's
culture.
Coming out every week now, so then we can talk about it. I don't want to talk about fucking Ben de la Creme. Anyway, well,
Dax exclamation mark. What's your thought? You're like, I don't know.
Dax exclamation mark.
I care.
Anyway, just, even though I hate that, I also do want someone to be like, watch these seasons of Survivor.
Yes.
Because I know I'm going to get into it, but I just need someone to hold my hand and
We watched The Amazing Race during lockdown, the most recent season. There's actually one that's just come out now, which is The Australian Amazing Race Australia.
Yeah.
I'm kind of keen to watch it, but also...
People are going off about it in the office.
Okay, that's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Is that office producing that show, though?
No, but it does screen on our, you know, it's an acquired, yes, it's an acquisition of the network.
Right, so you would be rooting for that show.
But the people I'm talking about are contractors who were just there for a little bit of the time, you know?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah. So I watched the global one pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And it would have been just pre, you know, they would have been like, oh, it's getting, we're hearing about this pandemic and let's...
We need to get you Vietnam now.
quickly.
It's better there.
And so I loved it. I just loved it. And there was a gay couple on that.
Oh, yes.
And I will say, Michael and I were like, we really want them to win.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, like, I don't really feel like I'm always rooting for the queer representation on reality TV shows.
Especially
sometimes.
On Married at First Sight when they always are the worst couple.
It was like, see there, there's your representation. You're like, anyone but them. They were just so funny and amazing. And I was like, of course the gays are good at, like, traveling.
Yeah.
And they actually genuinely loved it, but it was so sweet. And I think it ends in a proposal.
That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I remember the first season of The Block, Australia had a gay couple.
Were they good?
I can't remember.
Are they going to do The Block again in New Zealand?
Surely. Sure. It's a mammoth show.
But it never worked.
It's a juggernaut.
All
the auctions have been...
Because they overcapitalize on their properties, right? And then it's like, like you can't sell it for that.
The
much.
Whole vibe of the show is weird. It's like they're dressing these rooms and furnishing these rooms for people to buy and then get rid of the furniture as well. It's so
The ones that like they recently did the firehouse ones that down in Kingsland, they're quite close to my house, and there's always like kind of one for sale.
Yeah. Oh, really? Are you going to have a look?
Well, I'm interested.
I would love to know someone who lives in a blockhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, if you live in a blockhouse,
grow up and slip into our DMs. If you could do any reality TV show.
Honestly, pop stars. And I guess what that means is like, I wish I could write songs.
Jeez, I was like, whoa. Okay, what I do like about the pop stars format is that they just are creating stars, like versus X Factor or all that kind of American Idol. Remember that kind of first hit? Clay Aitken.
Yeah, well, because we didn't get season one. So we got to know Kelly Clarkson absent of American Idol. But then we got season two.
Which is why I have always been like, tell me about her. You know, because I've never understood
we didn't get the
why
dreamy.
Kelly, a great singer. Amazing pop star, but I never understood, like, why was she...
Have you watched The Morning Show?
No. Oh, that, no.
I'm watching it at the moment.
Is that with...
Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell,
I think I watched, four or five episodes with my mum when I was in Christchurch.
It's wild because it's a show about a morning show, but it is full drama. So it's about fluff news, but it's, like,
I think I decided that Reese Witherspoon was miscast.
I think it should be someone like 10 years younger.
That's what I thought.
But then Reese Witherspoon also looks very young, but we know she's not.
Yeah.
Also,
I'll say everything I like because I'm from Texas. You know, like that's sort of her vibe. Yeah.
And she's like, Mom, stop calling me.
Yes.
But what is buzzy in the show is that Kelly Clarkson performs a musical number and gives Bradley Jackson... Russell's character a shout out for, because Bradley Jackson talks about her abortion in her first live appearance on TV, and then she's like, Bradley, get up here, and they sing. But then I'm like, what is this world where Kelly Clarkson exists in this reality but Jennifer Kelly Aniston Clarkson. And Reese Witherspoon don't?
I love, because
like Butterfly Effect, if Jennifer Aniston didn't exist, would Kelly Clarkson exist? Not that they're directly connected, but I'm like, if the world is
making a Friends show?
They wrapped filming today.
Is that a tea? Today? Have you got queer party?
Yeah, I've got to land you to get in. No, I was just reading the entertainment headlines this
morning. Is that the one where they recap? Is it like, are they making friends? Or are they like, is it like something?
It's like them sitting on couches being interviewed by Andy Cohen or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, who the fuck cares? And they're getting paid $2 million each for it or something.
Really?
And I'll watch it. It was meant to be like HBO Max's like launch.
Right.
Piece,
I love that we keep getting. Are you in part of the netball chain?
I'm in the netball chain.
You have not played a game.
I've played two.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
With me? No.
Without you. Yeah.
Before I was added. So Eli and I are a part of social netball team.
Team Brenda.
Team Brenda. And we keep getting... I've got lots of text threads now. Like, group text.
Yeah, I don't... It's Sophie... It's Sophie Dowson.
So I wouldn't usually... I would usually keep that on a social media platform because you can close the app, you know, but it really pops up.
Oh, my gosh. And I've been in, like... I don't know. Just I've just had my laptop up and it's like, ping, 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 with people being like, can't play this week.
And when I see a text, I'm like, it's an emergency. Because, like, who... I very rarely text. Like, I text you today to say, here, to pick you up. And then I was like, why am I texting this? And they switched over to the app Facebook.
I just saw that
And then did a messenger. But are you like, I enjoy social netball.
I have a few friends. Sophie and Leon are my two friends that I contact via text for whatever reason it is.
It's funny. Yeah, you've got friends. You do have friends in your life.
You text friends and you message
You text some and, message. And you're like, I always message this person via this app.
Yeah.
Do you Instagram DM a lot?
Yeah, I do, but not long conversations in the same way as I would have on a Facebook Messenger.
I would say that predominantly the conversation's happening for me on Instagram.
And have we discussed on mic how you're into voice messages now?
No, we haven't.
We got to crack into it.
It's an interesting social thing that's kind of, I feel like, switched, you know, for me, where I've just noticed that, like, there's quite a few people that rather than type the message out will hold the mic thing and leave a voice message. And I've been getting lots of voice messages from people as well, and it seems kind of cool.
I think it is cool.
But the people
it
is quite LA. The people that I've been getting them from, and this is going to sound hideous, are like personalities, radio, TV kind of personalities.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, is it like a showbiz thing, or are like people, or are like normies?
Chime in
the conversation.
Send us a voice message on
DM. Be a part of this global conversation.
It is, because what is the? I guess the value is that it takes less time.
It takes less time.
Also, you can be a bit more expressive and direct, I guess.
Yes, and you don't have to type. But it's an interesting one.
I will tell you who was sending me voice messages. Thompson, when we chatted it on thing, it was all by voice.
Really?
Okay, celebs.
It's very vulnerable, like, because you know, like,
you're walking about,
but you also just to, like, lay it to hear
the way you have to hold your phone,
because I'm often like replying to stuff like in bed, you know.
Yeah
And so when you to hear like someone's voice be like, hey, it's Thompson here. I don't know what his voice sounds like. It was a guess.
You nailed it.
Did I?
hey,
this is Thompson and you're listening to me on Spotify. That's me.
That was cool, actually.
If I was a recording artist, I'd be like, I don't know what my recording artist name would be.
Hey, guys, this is Fuck Knuckle.
Hey, you're listening to Eli Matheson, and this is me on Spotify.
And this is me on Tidal.
What do you reckon your sound would be?
It would be like real mumbly, I reckon.
Another message on our social netball team. It's going off, guys. We're so sorry, but it's just like unbelievable.
We're short of a player, right? But I don't think I can come in because I think there's already three men. And
right.
And I'm committed to doing an open mic comedy night because that's what I'm kind of doing at the moment. I'm really trying to test a lot of material, and I've been doing some bleak AF gigs to get there. So please,
can
don't
you
come
tell me about
them.
That?
Because I went to one. There's one actually which I'm doing tonight, which is in the past when you listen to this.
How do you sign up for them?
You just message the people that organize them.
Right.
So there's one organized by a guy called Chester. I don't know. You guys know Chester? Anyway, he's an awesome young comedian. He is runs a gig at Tabac, and I've done it, and it's been lit, and it pops off because lots of students go. They do free pizza there sometimes.
Tabac.
Yeah, it's like a free. I know it sounds like Tabac.
Yeah.
But it's called Tabac.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's an acronym. Anyway, I've done it before and it's absolutely popped off. And then I did it last week and truly there were four people in the audience to me to watch. And two of them were definitely like English as a second language because people were speaking to them. So it was like you were, I don't know, it was like trying gear in a room. It was like it was never going to succeed. It was.
Did you have a good time, or were you just like, why am I doing this?
I was like, why am I doing this? But it was still good to kind of speak out loud something I tried to write, and then.
And you're being purely indulgent in that sense, where you just get to test your material.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how many of these open mics have you done?
I did two last week, and I'm doing three this week.
Holy,
one tonight, one tomorrow. Then I'm doing the classic Big Wednesday tomorrow. Like, I'm really trying to.
Are you doing all new stuff every time, or are you...
kind of? Yeah, fudging around. I just am like, there's a few things that I've got where I'm like, literally, I'm like, this is so close to a joke, but I can't sit down and write it. I need to be saying it out loud. And then I go out there and it's just a wild feeling of just like, you know, you'll bomb for like a full like minute and a half and then maybe get a laugh. And you're like, okay, so I'll cut all of that and then keep that.
Oh,
because these four people responded to it that way.
Wow. I'm not putting that much effort and I really should, but please buy tickets to my show. That's so funny. Wow. I mean, it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. It's sometimes weird though, because it's like some, there's references that I'll be wanting to talk about that I know are kind of niche. So when I'm performing to like four people, I'm like, I just can't even try that joke here because I know that you won't get it. But I know that people who buy tickets to my show will get it.
Gay people.
Gay and gay adjacent. Gay and gay adjacent.
Gay and the allies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that you're felting in as a professional performance opportunity, are you doing it at all in your spare life, or is it like...
No. And I really want to make merch for my shows that are like belting kits, but I need to prototype it before I do it. But I just haven't found the kind of chutzpah to get back to it.
What would the merch be? Would it be a little model Chris that you...
I think it'd be a little model Chris of me in the hat of the portrait, you know?
That's
so
amazing.
Full Inception vibe. It just seems like a good idea. But
wouldn't that be so buzzy though, that like people around the country would have little felt Chris Parkers in there?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But I mean, Miss Susie Wiles must be like, Chris Parker's got a little felt version of me that he's spent hours and hours working on.
It's like the felting creations at the end are like quite bad. Like, you know, I've got a photo I could show you. It's like, because they take usually, you know, a couple of days to like leisurely put one together. But I'm trying to do it in 45 minutes on stage. So, like, this is what I was supposed to make. It's a picture there of, like, a little pig holding a table tennis bat. You know, that's the kit. And this is what I made on the night. And you can just sort of describe this, Eli, what that photo looks
like. Fucking hell. It looks like it's got one eye and one gigantic nostril and one tiny nostril.
It kind of looks like something like the dentist leaves in your mouth, forgets to take out, and that causes like an infection. Like, it's like, it just doesn't look like it. So it's quite fun. Like, it's quite funny to do.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show. I think people are enjoying it, but it's so niche. But I think people will want to see it.
People are wanting to see
it. Every day I have like a breakdown about it. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, like, and because I've been booked for like some arts festivals.
Sick.
To do like to tour the show around. So stay tuned for that. And I'm like, oh, of all the shows to tour to arts festivals, you're touring this one. But then I was like, the other one is when I have anal sex with an Alexa.
Yeah.
So, an Amazon Alexa. So I was like, maybe this is the better one to take around. Because I was on the phone with a lady from the arts festival, being like, yeah, no. It's like, it's a good relatable kind of show. Like, it's a bit of a niche premise, I guess. And then I was like, in my brain, being like, this is so much better than the other one, though, where you have anal sex with the Amazon Alexa, you pound up and down on it to Shallow.
Which being voiced by your sister.
My sister.
The things we do
for comedy. So how are you feeling about the year? I mean, we're getting into it, 2021.
Yeah, I keep saying we're halfway through.
You keep saying you're halfway over. What's your kind of like, I feel like you're always working on a big aspect of your personality.
Wow.
Like, you're always like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm like fully, I'm all about reading this year. I'm all about running are you doing?
Yes, true. And those things stay. I'm reading a lot. I'm not running as much. I feel like I'm on top of cooking, mainly just because I'm doing HelloFresh. But it's so easy. And then I feel like I've cooked and I'm not spending as much. I'm trying to do no small purchases or minimal small purchases.
Okay, so just big ones.
So only if it's like rather than like buying a coffee because I'm out and I'm on the way to something and I feel like a coffee, I'm like, no, buy some coffee beans, have it at home. If I'm buying a coffee out, I want to be experiencing the coffee. So I'm trying not to do like casual small purchases. Also because my accountant was like, there's too many purchases on here. They would like stop spending money.
Really?
Yeah. This was ages ago. They were like, yeah. And the
accountant can say that to you?
Yeah. They were like, have you ever thought about getting cash out in one go so that you don't have all these little transactions to go through?
Oh, when you do your taxes.
GST and your taxes and stuff.
Oh my God, that's so invasive. Though that being said, my father is my accountant.
Yeah, true.
And I always find that like to be a hard relationship to navigate.
Wow. Everything I'm doing this year is working towards like...
wanting to buy a house.
Wanting to buy a house and wanting... like, it's like... and long distance ending, you know? It's like...
long distance ending. Ending long distance relationship.
Yeah, so me and my boyfriend are long distance this year.
Yes.
We're seeing so much of each other. We truly just like kind of by accident have seen each other the last 6 or 7 weekends in a row. Kind of by like last minute bookings or like me getting a gig or like just accidentally.
Yes.
It's been awesome. But yeah, so I feel like I'm just like saving money in the same way that I'm like, yeah, don't just buy some shit because you're out and about. I'm like, save money. And then when you're with your partner and you want to do something really fun.
Really fucking epic.
Or like a big holiday as well. That said, I think we should all be out there buying and supporting local businesses at the moment. But
just not small things. Don't buy small transactions. Buy a cup from a local potter.
Yeah, exactly.
Then have your coffee at home in it.
Yeah. I really want to do pottery as well. That's what I'm going to do after Comedy Festival.
Wow. So many of my friends are getting into...
pottery.
No, like...
or like some kind of craft.
Or Alice is getting into woodwork.
Really?
Have you heard about this?
No.
Our mutual friend Alice, she's going to come back from London and she's booked herself in for a week-long woodwork course.
Cool.
It's pretty nuts.
I think the what appeals to me about pottery is just kind of like doing something with my hand. You know, like a craft.
It's fun to learn a new craft that's like unrelated to your also like maybe self-esteem. That's what I always feel like. I think it's like, whereas unfortunately my felting has become directly linked with that now, which is quite frustrating.
Yeah.
That I need to find a new kind of hobby that's like separated from that. But I did make this necklace.
It's cool.
And it's like a little beaded necklace. And it was fun just being in like Lincraft in Dunedin and just like making necklaces out of like funny little beads. I was like, maybe I'll get back into that.
Do you feel like you're working on a specific part of your personality or a person at the moment?
Maybe. I've had a funny old year. And we can talk about it later, in a later podcast. But I think the second half of the year will be really interesting. Like, I really want to write my movie idea. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've already written, like, a first draft, but there's, like, lots of work I want to do on it. So it's about, like, I don't know, like, kind of really focusing on me and my creative pursuits.
Nice.
But there's always something that will, like, pop up that's, like, will actually pay your bills, that takes you away from the job that you want to be doing, you know? Yeah. And it's, like, you... to move forward and with what you want to be doing in your life, like you have to take that plunge, and it's really scary to like risk, you know, the sort of financial repercussions of it, but just like a bit of time focusing on the thing that you want to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunately in a position where I probably could do that. So, I don't know, maybe I will do that.
That's kind of where I've got like all these personal projects that I want to start. Like September is when the job I'm doing ends. And right now, the job I'm doing is 5 days a week and I'm saying yes to everything. I'm just doing like
You're so busy.
So that when that time comes, I can just be like, money is sorted for a while.
Yes.
Just chill out and like work on the things you want to work on.
It's very inspirational.
Mm. You know what? We are inspirational.
We're inspirational. And actually, at this point in our lives, you know, the podcast doesn't necessarily need to be funny. Or can we just be two men actually in their 30s actually just giving good advice to you kids out there?
Yeah, so make a necklace.
So quit your job, stop paying rent, and for God's sake, start making some pottery.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous to spend this time in this empty bedroom with you, Chris.
And it's just beginning to heat up, so I feel like it's a good time to pull the plug. Can we talk about this weather?
Oh, God.
Have you had trouble sleeping? It's the autumn.
Have you had trouble sleeping?
Oh, it's so like, hot.
I can't get a good night's sleep ever.
Are you so sweaty?
So sweaty.
Thank God. I thought it was just me. I was like, well, I'm having a fever.
Yeah.
I am sweating right now on my legs. Like, it's just...
it's so
wild.
But then
it was raining earlier today. This weather. Like, I know that Aucklanders like to complain about the weather, but this weather, I tell you.
Yeah, I've been in Wellington recently, like always. And
at least you know it's going to be cold and miserable down there.
Yeah.
Horrific. So nice to catch up with you. So nice to actually get two episodes in the bank.
Yeah, so nice to finish on Weather Chat.
And good to finish on sort of, it's good. What's good about it is everyone can relate.
Yeah.
There's nothing more relatable than
We're all experiencing.
We're all being blown away by something.
Yeah. And know what I'm blown away by? How inspirational we are. As people.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.